Can a rabbi be accepted for his halachic positions alone when his philosophical approaches are unacceptable? So in Judaism, halacha is different than science. In science, you say, I don't care if Stephen Hawking is the most immoral and the most corrupt person there is. Bottom line, if he gave me a good formula and if he gave me a good theory and it works, great. If Einstein was a miserable husband, I don't care. He gave me E equals MC squared, he gave me a gift. The fact that Einstein was a terrible husband, the fact that we have letters about how he treated his wife, who cares? The fact that George Washington cheated on his wife, the fact that George Washington was a horrible adulterer, no one cares. But George Washington was the one that ensured the United States would be a democracy. And in that, he lived by a philosophy that helped the whole world move forward. Yes, in science, it works that way. In science, you could say, I will sever the man from the theory. If the theory is good, then I'm happy. I don't care what type of person wrote it. That's true in science. That's not true in Torah. Torah is holistic. It's about every aspect of life. And so our expectation of one who learns Torah is that in every aspect of life, they will be as close to, I don't want to use the word perfection, but as close to the Torah lifestyle as can be. We're all human and we make mistakes, but it's our responsibility. If we're going to be big in Torah, that we should be big in every aspect of Torah. It doesn't work for a person to be super learned, but to have horrible traits. It doesn't work that way. You can't say, he's a master of halacha. But when it comes to Jewish thought, he doesn't know anything. It doesn't work that way. It's a whole Torah. And if a person has corrupt philosophies, he's not going to be a master of Talmud. We're not going to learn from him. I don't care if he's the professor of Talmudic studies at Harvard, Yale, Columbia. It doesn't interest me. From my perspective, when we learn Torah, when we accept the Torah work, we're accepting the person. And just as Torah is holistic, it's about all of life, so too he better be a Torah Jew in all of life. So when the rabbis had a question about Maimonides' approach in Jewish philosophy, that put a question on everything he did. You with me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
But like you said, they didn't bother to check it. Like,